Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this April 3rd edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in a new contributed article, researchers demonstrated that digital twin technology can construct virtual standard of care arms from historical clinical trial data, reducing recruitment burden and addressing ethical concerns around placebo designs. A digital twin cohort of left-sided RAS wild-type metastatic colorectal cancer patients showed stable efficacy outcomes across cohorts, validating the potential for DT integration across drug discovery and trial conduct. Up next, in a new Q&A article, Cheryl Cole of ALMAC discussed what defines an effective modern tech stack: purpose-built tools that integrate seamlessly, guide users through workflows, and simplify execution rather than add complexity. The biggest gap in current systems is insufficient workflow guidance for busy sites managing multiple trials simultaneously. And finally, in a new interview from one of our sister publications, PharmExec, Christopher Locker, CEO of Versatope Therapeutics, discussed emerging vaccine platforms advancing toward a universal influenza vaccine. Multiple approaches, including nanoparticle scaffolds, integrated immunity strategies, and epitope-focusing designs, are progressing through development, though challenges remain around correlates of protection, development costs, and regulatory expectations. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.